Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Husis, and welcome to Cellar Notes. Well, we have lots of Maryland breweries and lots of Maryland wineries. And
doing well.
Apparently, we now have lots of Maryland distilleries.
We got about 30 in the state.
I had no idea.
They just all popped up like mushrooms. But, of course, like most of the Mid-Atlantic states with a rich colonial history, there's been distilling going on here for a long, long time.
You think?
I think so. And one of the grains that has been very, very steady and very, very popular over the decades, if not centuries, is rye.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of feel that rye is our signature spirit here.
Historically, it certainly has been.
Yeah, and you know, Sagamore, you know, has really, you know, kind of helped relaunch it. But a lot of distilleries around the state are making it. I had a chance to sit down and taste a bunch of these. Let me talk about a few of them.
Sure.
Sagamore Spirit Rye, 83 proof, around $45. This is what I would consider a very good cocktail rye because it'll put the proper rye character into the cocktail and blend in with a lot of other things, which leads me to say that there's actually two approaches to drinking these things. Either you blend them in a cocktail or you sip them because they're that complex. So this beautiful, soft as a pillow, endless finish rye is just really, really nice. A trifle hot in the finish, but nothing extraordinary. I like this spirit. Gertrude's Rye by Miscellaneous Distillery, 100 proof, which is packing a punch.
Yep.
This is $75. Okay. This is a local rye, local distilled. They're getting their grain locally.
Oh, okay.
Very pungent rye aroma, very sour on the palate, but also very smooth with deep fruit flavors under these grainy notes. I got like old apples and well, I guess lots of alcohol in the finish, predictably, at that proof level. Another one I tried was Springfield Manor Rye Whiskey, 80 proof, $60. This is a lovely, grassy, sweet, and sour rye with, you know, all those qualities on the nose. Extremely smooth and easy drinking. This was probably the gentlest of the ones that I had. I was picking up things like Granny Smith apples, which I was tasting with Kevin Addicks.
Okay.
Am I supposed to taste fruit? He says, oh, yeah. I said, okay, well, I recognize that. So just a really lovely, lovely rye. This is one I think I would want to sip. But the star of the show was Head and Shoulders above all of these. And interestingly enough, it was the least expensive.
Huh.
This is McClintock's Boot Jack Rye Whiskey, 90 proof. This is from Frederick County. $42, which for a bottle of rye is about par.
That's a pretty good value.
Yeah, it is. It had a sweet, almost rum-like nose. Very complex flavors, dominated by spicy oak with smoke, caramel, herbal notes. It was just super, Hugh. This is one I could just sip for an hour. Just pour a couple fingers worth and just sip it for an hour and let all the complexities roll out of there. The McClintock Bootjack Rye is just a really stunning thing. So I'm really encouraged by what's going on in the distilling industry here in Maryland. We're very quickly going from 0 to 60 with some of these some of these places, and they're doing a tremendous job.
Or in this case, 0 to 100.
Yeah, 100 proof. Exactly. So a lot of things to try. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.